Okay, here's a little catch up of the bottom of Chav Daled Amud Aleph and the top of Chav Hey Chav Daled Amud Beis that did not do today. So we are a few lines, or maybe 10 or so lines from the bottom of Chav Daled Amud Aleph. It is Amar Rav Papa, right? Elamar Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa just challenged Abaye, and he says, Abaye, you tried to learn right from you took a particular pasuk, and you said that we don't need to learn a lav from here, because we have a lot from Le'yachel, and he says that's not so simple. Right, but you can't really say that because ain lokin alav shebeklolos, because you don't get malchus for alav shebeklolos. If there is a lav that's learned out from like a general category, so we don't learn a lav that you're going to get malchus for it. So if you know, like you look at like nosar, and then you try to learn other things that are aser bahana from nosar, and that you eat that you know, if you eat them, then you get malchus for it. We can't learn that from nosar because it's a lav shebeklalos. And now Rav Papa offers an alternative source for the iser hana for general things that are aser b'achila. So what does he say? Amar Rav Papa mehacha from here. Va'abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'echel ba'eshi sereif. That meat that touches it, it's talking about kachim, because there's anything tamei, you're not allowed to eat it, it should be burned in fire. Now, so the Gemara says, she'ain tamei lomar lo ya'echel. It doesn't have to say you're not allowed to eat it, because, you know, it's burnt in fire. So, obviously, if you have to burn it, you're obviously not allowed to eat it. So, ma tamei lomar lo ya'echel, why does it have to say that? Im eino inyan legufo. And it can't, and it's not teaching it, right? We've seen this phrase throughout this entire amud in the bottom of the previous amud. If it's not it's not necessary for this context, and we'll see why in a moment it's not, so you can apply it to other contexts. So if it's not relevant, if it's not really relevant to this context, why? To hanafka le mikal v'chomer. Because we actually already know it definitely doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat it, even though it says you're not allowed to eat it, because we know you're not allowed to eat it from the fact that it says you would burn, that you have to burn it, right? It says you're not allowed to eat it, you have to burn it in fire. So you're not allowed to eat it seems superfluous. So what we would have said, based on the discussion in the previous, throughout this entire Amud, is that the lo yechel, yes, you don't need to teach you that you can't eat it, but that's coming to teach you that there's an iser lav, there's an iser malchus for doing it. So lo yechel would teach us malchus. But, says the Gemara, we don't really need it for that. Tahanafkale mikav v'chomer, because you would actually be able to learn that by this basar kadshim, that becomes tameh, that if you would eat from it, you would get malchus. How would we know this from a kal v'chomer? Mi meiser, hakal. We're going to learn it from meiser, which is kal, meiser sheni, which is much more lenient than basar kadshim. And we're going to show in a moment that when it comes to meiser, there's an iser lav with malchus for eating it tamei. So uma meiser hakal amrator, just like meiser, which is the lenient, much more lenient than basar kadshin, that's tamei. Amrator, the Torah says regarding it, this, I believe this is in Kisavo, I believe so. Yeah. Lo biarti mimenu betamei. I have not, eaten from it when it's tamei. And Rashi points out how the Gemara over there learns out that this is actually in your Ramos, it's an iser lav. So just take for granted right now. You can take a look at Rashi in the Gemara in your Ramos if you want to understand more clearly. But just take for granted right now that there's a lav, an iser malchus, by meiser, eating meiser when you're tamei. So basar kodesh, chamor, basar kodesh, right? So eating kadshim meat that became tamei, which is much more serious than meiser. Lo kol shekein, all the more so. There should be a lav, and you should get malchus for it. So we don't need the lo yechel and the pasuk to teach me that eating tamei kadshim gets malchus, because we can learn from a kal v'chomer from meiser. Therefore, lo yechel seems to be available for use. Now, v'chi teim, and if you're going to tell me emas here in min hadin, we can't get an azhara, a warning for malchus from a din, from a kal v'chomer, meaning that I can't learn an iser malchus from a kal v'chomer. You might say that, and that's a fair point, but hekeshahu, but it's actually a hekesh. A hekesh is a comparison that the Torah writes it. It's like a basically a gzeres a kusuv that compares meiser to Basar Kodshim, Dixiv, as the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Leachol, Besharecha, Meister, Deganacha, Siroshacha, Visarecha, Ubechoros, Vakaracha, Vagomer. So this Pasuk mentions that you're not allowed to eat Meister, and then it mentions Karbanos, Bechoros, things like that. The Pasuk makes a hekish comparing Meister and Basar Kodshim. So that's stronger than a kavachomer. A kavachomer is something that you can kind of do on your own. You can figure out your own logic and get to it. So you can't learn Malkos, an azhara, a warning for Malkos from that. But a hekish, that's something that's basically gzeir sakasa. We have a mesorah to understand a hekish. And that's basically Hashem telling us straight out, that there's an iser Malkos for Meiser. For Basar Kodshim, that's Tameh. And therefore, if that's true, if that we know already that, right, when it says you're not allowed to eat Tameh Basar Kodshim and you have to burn it in fire, so if you have to burn it in fire, we know that when it says you can't eat it, it doesn't mean you can't eat it, because we already know that from the fact you have to burn it in fire. And now we're saying we don't need Lo Yechel to teach us that you get that there's a lav, because we would already know that from a Kal Vachomer. So Lo Yechel seems to be extra, superfluous, and then we can actually use it. So now, Ma Tama Lomar Lo Yechel Im Eino Inin Legufo. So why does it say Tama Lo Yechel? If it's not relevant for this gufo, this inyan legufo, tenei inyan lechol isurim shabbat Torah. So rather, we should learn from it to apply this lo yeachel. You're not allowed to eat it to other isurim in the Torah, namely chametz on Pesach and shor niskal. Vim eno inyan lechila, but it's definitely not telling us that you're not allowed to eat. This lo yeachel can't be telling us you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat a shor niskal or chametz on Pesach, because we know that explicitly. It says by the psukim you're not allowed to eat it. So tenei inin lahana. So let it teach you that you're not allowed to get hana from a chametz pesach or shor haniskal. And now you might ask, as we did several times in the Sambud, ima kan besreifa af kol yisurin shabbat Torah besreifa. So you're not allowed to burn it, right? So it says that by Basar Kodshim, it says you have to burn it. So maybe all Yisurin in the Torah, you have to burn it as well. Chametz on Pesach and Shor HaNiskal to burn it as well. Amar Kraha, Nosar. No, but over here, it says by Nosar, that, right, actually we're learning from Nosar, that it says the Nosar is burnt. HaNosar b'Sreifa v'ein kol Yisurin shabbat Torah b'Sreifa. Okay, great. Now, Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, hold on. V'eimor lavor le b'shnei lavin. Right, you said Lo Yechel can't be there to teach us in Isur Lav and Isser Malkus by Basar Kodshim that are Tameh, because we already know that. Well, maybe it's coming to give a second lav. Now you might ask, what does a second lav do? If one lav tells you get Malkus, so you already got Malkus. So we're going to see that actually there's a source that if there's multiple lavin, if the Torah says there's an Isser multiple times, you get a different set of Malkus for each of those lavin. Lav mi Omar Abaye, didn't Abaye say, Achal putisa, if someone eats a putisa, it's a certain type of water insect, Rashi explains, Sheret HaMayim, look at Arba, you get four sets of Malkus for that, and take a look at Rashi over here, and you'll see the four psukim that Rashi quotes, that are four basically lavin in the Torah that prohibit eating a water insect. And therefore, Rabbi says you get four sets of malchus for it. And nemala, an ant, a land sheretz, loke chamesh. There are five yisurim. Now turning over to chavhei chavdal amud beis. Tzira, loke sheish. And a hornet, right? A flying insect, there's six sets of malchus. And again, you can take a look at the Rashi's here to see all the psukim that sourced in. But over here, we see from Rabbi's statement that depending on how many lavin are written about a particular act, you can get multiple sets of Malkus. So why would we say, Lo Yeachel can't be teaching us Isser Malkus, we already know it. Maybe it's teaching us a second one. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, I guess Rav Ashi says back to Ravina, Rav Ashi says back to Ravina, Kol Hecha De'ikal Midrash Darshinan, V'lo Mukminan Balava Yisere. Whenever we're able to have a drasha, and we can, you know, inquire further and give a pshat, we do, and rather than saying that it's multiple lavin. Only if we're, like, you know, kind of backed into a corner and there's no other explanation for repeated psukim, and no other limudim, and no longer other drashos, only then do we say that okay, it's a second set, a third set, a fourth set, a fifth, sixth set of malkos. But in general, we try to avoid that. So over here, we were able to avoid that by learning, by applying the Isser Hana to Shor Niskal and Chametz Pesach. You don't have to say there's an extra lav for Noser or Basar Kachin that are Tameh. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, now to go on to like focus on one of this second we quoted, Vahabasar Shiriga Bechol Tamei Lo Yechel Dereshe Lamali. We have the mention of the Habasar a couple of times. So why does it have to mention it the first time? So Larabos Eitzim Ulavona. It's coming to include wood and incense, the frankincense, that normally would not become tamei. These are not things that are typically tamei, but over here there's a special chiba, as I'll explain. So there, and there's a lima that includes them, that they will become tamei. Okay. V'abasar kol tahar, yechel. So the pasuk continues, v'abasar kol tahar, so basar to seife lamali. Why does it need the second basar or v'habasar? So the Gemara says larabos emurin to include the sacred fats of the karbanos that becomes on there. Or you're not allowed to eat that. Actually, I think that it becomes tamei. Shemnit, right? Rashi says she imnitmu v'achlan tahor sheyavar lehen mishum beis lavin. Right, that he violates these isurim if these fats of the korbanos become tameh and he eats them, so it's more than just eating from the part that he's not allowed to. There's also a tumah transfer and there's a second disser, so it's definitely not recommended. So then the Gemara says, hold on, you learned that to include emurim from that source, so emurim may have some nafka. But emurim we learn from over there. We don't learn it from this extra habasar. We learn it from the tanya, from the one to the bright, from that which we learn to the bright. Va nefesh asher tocha tehel basar zevach hashlam asher la Hashem. And a person who eats from the flesh of the zevach hashlamim, that is for Hashem. So asher la Hashem is superfluous. So asher la Hashem is larabos es emurim, that comes to include emurim. Hasam, so what do you mean? We're not learning it from the V'habasar, we learn it from Asher La Hashem. So the Gemara responds, Hasam Tumas Haguf Bekares, Hacha Tumas Basar Belav. There's actually two different things that we're learning over here, right? There's Asher La Hashem and there is V'habasar. One is a case of Hasam Tumas Haguf Bekares. It's saying that if the person is Tameh and he eats from these Emurin, so he gets Kares. And hacha tumas basar belav. And here, it's not talking about where he is tamei and the food is not, but rather the food is tamei and he is tahor. He is not allowed to eat from it. And over there, he gets a lav. So he gets malchus, but he doesn't get kares. So it's right. It looked like it was like two different sources for the same teaching, right? We have asher la Hashem and we have the Habasar, and it's teaching Emurin, but there's actually two different cases of Emurin. One is where he is Tamei and eats from the Emurin, and in other words, he is Tahor and eats from Tamei Emurin, Emurin Tameyin, and one is a case, one, and if he was Tamei, he gets Kares, and if the food was Tamei, but he was Tahor, so he doesn't get Kares, he just gets Malkus. And now we get up to Amar Rabbi Abahu as we started the Shir tonight.